Hello today. Pascal is sharing his thoughts on some verses from the Epistle of Paul to the Romans in chapter 8. Today is the 2nd of April. Verse 19 to verse 23. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know ourselves that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. It is said in this text that creation waits with eager expectation, or with ardent desire, and even frustration. These expressions transmit the idea of plaintive sighs, of wistful nostalgia, of groaning even. Creation is groaning, waiting for something new to come forth. In the previous chapter, Romans 7, we read that Paul found that despite his goodwill, he fails to do the good he wishes to do and does the evil that he does not want to do. He ends the chapter by admitting to himself, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?" We know what it's like to suffer, to get sick, to be weak, to battle on in life. We make mistakes, we fight against bad habits, we have problems with other people. We try to pray, but we don't always find the words, and our prayers become like groans. There's deep frustration in us, and we long to be completely free from whatever pulls us down. We groan, creation groans. At the present time, we are striving to become like Jesus. But one day, we have the promise that we will be completely like him. Verse 23 says, "Not only so, but we ourselves," says Paul, "who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies." We are already adopted as children, but the time will come when we will be completely like Jesus, totally, perfectly like Jesus. We will be glorified, and all creation will see and know that we are the children of God. The prophet Isaiah painted a picture of a whole new world in chapter 65 of his book. He expresses in his own way exactly what Paul writes with his own language in Romans 8. He paints a picture of a new world, of a new creation. Things that bring people to tears will have no place. There'll be no illness, no death, no pain. A people groaning and moaning because of injustices, those people will find peace within themselves. They'll find peace with the world and with God. They will be a people greatly blessed by God, and the whole of creation will live in peace. So what should we do with this hope? Well, first of all, enjoy it. There are so many things in our world that make us despair that this kind of light and hope can only make our hearts happy. We see wars, famines, diseases that destroy our bodies, relationship problems with our friends and even within our families. Some of these sufferings will be resolved during our time on earth, but not all of them. But here is the truth of it. God fulfills his plan. Hope is at the heart of this plan. We are going to see Jesus. We will be with him. We will share his glory. Rejoice in this hope today. Enjoy it. The day is coming when all will be accomplished. That is God's promise. God fulfills his promises. Jesus died and rose again. The Spirit dwells in us. Three good reasons to trust in this hope. Everything will be renewed. There will be new heavens and a new earth. God brings his plans to fruition, and the whole world, the whole earth, will be filled with his glory. The word of God is the truth. His promises are eternal. They will be fulfilled.